Now, Syria's a war spillover affecting countries thousands of kilometers away. The U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation is sounding the alarm over radicalized homegrown militants. FBI Director James Comey says he's concerned about the militants inside the U.S. Who would be radicalized after returning home from Syria. He says dozens of Americans have gone to Syria to fight alongside insurgents against the Syrian government. Comey has expressed concern that Syria has turned into a training ground for a new generation of terrorists. The American official has also acknowledged that it would be very hard to track such radicalized homegrown terrorists. Joining us via Skype from Idaho is author and journalist Mark Glenn to discuss this further. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Glenn. Now, why is it that the U.S. has chosen now to address these concerns? These concerns were raised by many analysts around the world for months and months.
Well, actually, they were raised years ago when this entire operation was in its planning stages. Certainly the FBI, as well as the CIA and other intelligence agencies, would have had to have understood the danger inherent in training these people to go out and to basically act as hired murderers, that they could very easily wind up on America's shores. So this isn't something that they have just all of a sudden discovered now. What this indicates to me is either that the FBI director needed something to discuss on that day in order to fill up the pages of American newspapers, or else it indicates that the Americans have lost control of the revolution, quote-unquote, in Syria, and that now all of these wild dogs that they have trained and that they have loosed upon the Syrian people, they can't contain them anymore, and that they have become something of a liability now, in that these wild dogs may actually make their way back to their trainers and handlers and actually bite them.
Well, is this then, would you say, an admission in effect to that the fact that the goal of toppling the government of President Bashar al-Assad has not and probably cannot be achieved?
Well, it certainly cannot be achieved through the means that they have employed up to this point, due in large part to countries such as Iran and to media outlets such as Press TV that have made sure to rip the veil off of the face of this lie in front of the world and to explain to the world that what they're seeing is, in effect, a twisting of reality, that this is not a homegrown insurgency of freedom fighters who are simply trying to attain the same kinds of freedom that that the people in the West say think that they enjoy. I don't think that it can be achieved at that point, and I don't think that it can really be achieved at all, because you do have powerful players who have stepped into this, as I mentioned earlier, Iran. You also have Russia, obviously, who has drawn a line in the sand here and who has said unequivocally that they're not going to allow Syria to go the way of Iraq and Libya and other countries that have been destroyed by the West under Israel's direction.
And this recent admission by James Comey, wouldn't this make U.S. policies vis-a-vis Syria more unpopular amongst the average American voter?
Well, that's assuming that the average American voter actually pays attention to these things. Unfortunately, in the United States, the average American pays very, very little mind to any kind of politics, especially international politics. They're more interested in the latest scandals involving the latest Hollywood whatever is going on. And really, they don't pay attention to these things until they actually blow up in their faces, such as on 9/11, and at which point, of course, both the government and the media, interested parties in events such as these, are there to give a ordained and pre-written script to the American people so that the American people can then be maneuvered into accepting whatever political decisions were made on this matter months before it even took place.
Okay, author and journalist Mark Glenn, they're joining us via Skype from Idaho. Many thanks, Mr. Glenn, for joining us here on Press TV.